After months of debate, the nation's top health officials have made up their minds. Millions of Americans should be vaccinated against smallpox in case terrorists use the virus to launch an attack. Nobody knows how likely an attack would be, and vaccination itself carries risks of illness and death. But the nation is so vulnerable to smallpox that the Department of Health and Human Services has concluded that the risks are worth taking. NPR's Richard Knox has been following the story and joins us from Boston. Richard, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
Apparently now, Richard, there is a consensus. Tell us what the plan seems to be.
Well, it's pretty extraordinary. We have never before done a mass health intervention, in this case vaccination, to prepare for bioterrorism. So this is an entirely new thing. It would start with 500,000 people who work in hospital emergency rooms and intensive care units, not just doctors and nurses, but the people who do the laundry and move people around and clean up. Then it would move to the entire medical community, mm-hmm. and so-called first responders. These are policemen and firefighters and rescue workers and EMTs. And altogether, that's 10 or 11 million people.
And how soon would the inoculations begin?
First, President Bush has to decide whether to go ahead with a plan, mm-hmm. and that's expected soon. The FDA expects to license a smallpox vaccine in November. And then it would take a couple of months for states to gear up to do this, so probably around the first of the year.
And you mentioned, of course, the first people inoculated would be members of the health care community. What about the rest of the U.S. population?
That's to be decided. The public health people in the Department of Health and Human Services say they favor offering vaccination to all Americans, or at least those for whom it would be safe. And that wouldn't happen, they say, until probably early 2004. That's because they would like to get another vaccine, which is now experimental, licensed, and it would take a while to do that. But they say they favor, you know, offering it to everybody. It would be voluntary.
Richard, please review for us why this was such a difficult decision, because this will cause pain in the country, won't it?
The vaccine itself is uniquely dangerous. It's a live virus. It contains a live virus, which is a cousin of smallpox. And out of the first 10 million people who would get vaccinated, officials estimate that 150, approximately, would get life-threatening complications, and 30 of those people could die. If all eligible Americans got vaccinated, that would escalate to thousands of serious complications and hundreds of deaths. Mm-hmm. And the risk is not just to people who get vaccinated. The people they come in contact with, their families, and if they're healthcare workers, their patients, could get infected with the vaccine virus, too, and get complications even if they don't get vaccinated.
Is there any way to minimize risks?
Yes, there are a number of things, and I think that's why it's so complicated to carry this off, but officials are persuaded they can do it. First of all, they would strenuously try to screen out those for whom vaccine would be unsafe. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of people, a lot more than when we were vaccinating people against smallpox back in the, well, we stopped vaccinating in the early 70s, so before that. There weren't people who had HIV infection, for instance, who have compromised immune systems, and the vaccine would be unsafe for them. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of people who are being treated for cancer, and cancer drugs suppress immunity often. There are a lot of people who have skin diseases like eczema and something called atopic dermatitis, maybe tens of millions of those. And all of these people are especially vulnerable to the side effects of smallpox vaccinations. So they'd have to be screened out. And that may be 50 million people altogether.
The 50 million people you mentioned who cannot be vaccinated, is there any way they can be protected?
Yes. If a smallpox attack actually occurred, then many might get vaccinated depending on their level of risk. Many others would be told to stay inside, and we would try to quarantine those who got infected and contain the infection. Mm-hmm. So that's probably how they would get protected.
What about people who were vaccinated in the 1970s? Are they still protected?
Yes. Well, a large part of the American population has been vaccinated against smallpox. Many of us have little sort of quarter-sized scars mm-hmm. on our left shoulders, and many people wonder about that. The answer is probably they have some protection. Their immunity against smallpox has waned over the years. They could get sick from smallpox. They probably wouldn't die. They could pass smallpox on to somebody else, though.
Richard, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Richard Knox speaking from Boston.